Now to Inspector Paul Hartwell with the County of Los Angeles Fire Department. We have him on the line. Inspector Hartwell, where are you?
I am sitting at one of the Los Angeles City Parks in the city of Sylmar, El Carrizo Park, where the command post is.
Can you see the fire?
I can see the east side of the fire. So the fire is burning from where I'm looking west towards the city of Santa Clarita.
What does it look like to you? How does it compare to others you fought?
Well, from where I'm sitting now, it looks like every other brush fire that happens in the Angeles National Forest. But what we experienced starting at 10:30 last night was a whole different animal. I mean, we had wind 70, 80 miles an hour. It was hot. It was dry. And we lost numerous structures just through the night, which is something that doesn't normally happen. We lost upwards of 600 homes last night.
You're one of a few people who can actually get close to this thing. What is it like? What does it sound like? What does it look like?
Yeah, that's actually a really good question. You really have to take all parts of your senses when you're fighting one of these fires. It sounds like a freight train. It has that roar to it. Your vision when the winds are blowing this hard is relatively down to zero, where you can't open your eyes. You can feel the heat. Even if you're a long distance away, you can still feel that reflective heat from the flames. I mean, I was in my car this morning at 2 a.m. driving on the 210 freeway, and I could feel the heat through the glass of the windshield. The vision was down to zero. I couldn't see past my hood, and it looked like a lava flow or a waterfall of sparks blowing across the 210 freeway. It was really incredible.
Now, if you all are calling in reinforcements?
Yes, we are. Currently, right now, at 11:30, we had 1,100 firefighters on scene of the SARE incident, and we've asked for an additional 700. We've asked for 36 strike teams, and each strike team has five fire engines involved. So there's five fire engines and then a battalion chief that drives the Suburban who's in charge, and we've asked for 36 of those. So it's about 700 people.
So, Inspector Hartwell, how long have you been out there so far?
I got here at 2 this morning. So I've been going on 12 hours.
And how long do you expect to stay at the fire?
There is no end date as of right now. We don't know. Really, fires like this that happened all through the fall, you know, through Christmas, the wind is going to dictate how long all of us stay here. Safety is our priority. No life is worth losing over a structure or a brush. So they're emphasizing the safety factor. If you do get tired, they do let us go offline. But you know, we got to stay here. This is what we do. This is our job.
Inspector Paul Hartwell, he's an engineer and a public information officer for the County of Los Angeles Fire Department. Thanks very much, sir.
You are very welcome.